So I just wanted to take a minute and maybe a couple of deep breaths. It's late. We both should be asleep, but we're not. So I thought maybe we could spend a little time together. I think it's easy, especially right now, to get really caught up in so many things that are happening in the world, let alone things that are happening all around us, right? I don't know your specific situation, but I know that most of us have more than enough reasons to not sleep. But sleep is restorative. Sleep is peaceful. Sleep is something that is a gift from you to your body because it needs to turn off for a little while. Your brain needs to turn off for just a little while. So if you're comfortable, lay back, settle in, and just listen. I don't know, we'll talk about a little bit of everything, honestly, because I don't have a plan for this. It's my first attempt to ramble you to sleep, I think. I don't have anything terribly profound to say. I don't have any life-changing advice. But I do want to let you know that whatever the situation is, it is going to be okay. Maybe not in the way that you think it is. Maybe not in the way that you wish it was, but it is going to be okay. And sometimes you just need to remind your brain of that, because it's constantly in a mode of trying to fix, well, everything. And you can't fix everything right now, but you can give yourself a break. Restorative deep sleep is where your body starts to heal and it starts to prune off things that it doesn't need anymore, and it gives itself a chance to rejuvenate. And sometimes you wake up with better solutions than when you went to sleep, because your brain, instead of having to focus on all of the many things, might just happen to tackle a few things that are really important, and you might wake up with a new perspective. So I want you to relax. I want you to take a moment to evaluate your body. Find the places and points of tension. Find exactly where your body meets the mattress or the chair. Evaluate that you are grounded in that moment. You're safe in this space. Start at your feet. Is there tension there? Wiggle your toes. Roll your ankles. And then let the muscles relax. Let that feeling go up to your calves and your knees. Maybe it's a slight tingle. Maybe it's just awareness. Maybe we're just doing a slight inventory so that you're aware. Up to your thighs and your hips and your lower back. And relax. Feel those muscles take a break. They do a lot carrying you through the day. Take a moment to breathe in and out. Be aware of your stomach and your upper back and your chest. Release your torso. Go to your shoulders and and feel those places where you've begun to knot up, or you feel pinching, potential pain. Take a moment to roll your shoulders, stretch them out a little bit, and then relax. Feel your neck and down to your upper arms and your elbows and your lower arm and your hands and your wrists. Wiggle your fingertips. Roll your wrists around. You're alive. You're in this moment and you can relax. It's okay in this moment to relax. These hours, as many or as few as they might be, exist for you to take a deep breath and relax. You have the opportunity to rest and recharge and restore yourself. Maybe it's listening to me right now. Maybe it's putting on some kind of quiet music in the background. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And then breathe as you naturally feel. Take this time to just be, to realize that what happened before, and you can't change the past, and that what is going to happen will happen, and you can't change the future just yet. But you'll be in the best possible place to do so if you do get some sleep. Maybe tomorrow you go for a walk. Maybe you drink an extra glass of water. I don't know, but maybe tomorrow you're a little kinder to yourself, because your body is doing the best that it knows how. May that be good, bad, or ugly. It's doing the best it knows to keep you alive. Whatever your situation might be, it's stuck with you through the whole thing. Whether you loved it or hated it or were indifferent. So right now, give that gift to yourself and relax. It's okay. In this moment, it's okay. You are safe. You are tucked away. And you're with me for just a little while. I know that we're new acquaintances, and I'm ever so glad that you found me, because this is the beginning of a journey for the both of us. And my sincere hope is that maybe, together, we build a little piece of community that is safe and happy and restful, even if it's just in stolen moments like this. I think everybody deserves stolen moments of happiness, even if they aren't quite in a place to boldly live their lives in that way. You deserve a moment of being able to be honest with yourself. I am tired. I am struggling to sleep. My thoughts and my feelings, they are valid, whether I understand them or whether I don't, whether other people understand them or whether they don't. I am important. I am worthy. I am full of potential, and I am completely fine as I am. And things can be different tomorrow, or they can be just the same. I can be just the same and be content. And maybe that's what we're working towards. I suppose if you are still awake and you're still with me, I'll share one of my latest things that I'm focusing on. It's the concept that I believe many people are ready to give up on humanity. Whether it's through personal disappointment, global disapproval, or something in between, I think a lot of us are wondering what we're doing on the space rock. And I don't know that I have an answer for you. But the other day, I did something kind for someone. It wasn't huge. It wasn't earth-changing. And it's really not that worthy of notice on a grand scale. But a couple of days later, I happened to be in the same area. I was getting food, in fact, because I like to eat. And that person that I did something kind for walked up to me and did their best to verify that I was the same person. And they went out of their way to tell me that that small kindness made everything for that evening for them. And that it made them believe that humanity wasn't such a lost cause. And I realized in that moment that if I could just make one more person believe that humanity isn't such a lost cause, maybe we aren't. So this is my sleepy time thought for you. Be kind. Be kind enough that one more person believes that humanity isn't a total waste. And sometimes the person that you need to be kind to is yourself. So rest. I'm going to be here to hold you for a little longer, or respect your space as you feel comfortable. But I'm here, so you're not alone. And in this space, you have permission to be kind to yourself and honest with yourself, so that when you wake up tomorrow, maybe you can be a little kinder to someone else. It won't change everything. It won't solve world hunger. It won't cure cancer. But it may give your mind a little bit more space for peace, a little bit more space for rest. In this moment, even though maybe you need a lot, maybe you're missing a lot, maybe you're lonely a lot, and it's all valid, but if we set it to the side and step outside of what we need and what we're asking, and we choose kindness towards ourselves or towards others, I don't believe that that's a wasted cause. We can always pick back up our struggles. We can always reclaim our frustrations. Really, it doesn't take that much. But taking a moment to breathe, think, and then relax into the fact that we are human and we have the capacity for kindness, I think that could not be a total waste of our time. It's getting later, and I love that you're still here with me, but I'm hoping that soon you can drift off, and I'm hoping that when you wake up, you will feel refreshed. and ready to tackle whatever the next day brings. And I hope that you'll come back and see me. It's nice to not feel so alone, you know? And maybe we could just not be alone together until we talk next. Have a good night.